Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi friends. We're here talking Bravo, but first, I forgot to talk about this on our other recordings. Love everybody just shouting out in defense of Justine and against Emmanuel from The Weakest Link. We really appreciate
you. Thank
you. How did that make
you
feel? I would assume that you enjoyed.
Oh, everyone was very nice.
Okay.
And Miranda, I want to give a shout out to Miranda. That was so sweet. She really, I was the first thing I read when I woke up, and that really made me feel good.
Yeah, a lot of people.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I built it up in my head to be way worse. So I'm that's why I tell people to watch it. I was really going to just not tell anybody and hope that nobody would find it. Seems like nobody's watching The Weakest Link. Would 10 people watch it? Now, I haven't heard from one person who,
in your life or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's such a small segment of the population. But I think if you guys are wondering what the fuck we're talking about, if you go back to our, what was it?
Did we do
it?
Love After Lockup. Love After Lockup. Yeah.
Justine told her story of appearing on The Weakest Link and the absolute misogynistic fuck who should not
I got
be
mom
children.
Shamed on live TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Teaching children. What a
teaching
psychopath.
Children.
Hates women.
God.
Or just hates me. I mean, I don't know.
No, I mean,
I told him where the bathroom was before the freaking thing. I wish I didn't tell him where the bathroom was.
That's not even a women hating comment, because there are a lot of stay at home dads. That was just a parent hating comment. It was insane.
I
mean, obviously it's mom shaming too, but
it's God, I would dream to go to work. It was the best. I'd walk around, take breaks. My job hated me. My house hated. Everybody hated me. But I was living life, eating peaceful lunches, eating masala with my bread, my non bread, shoving it down my gullet. Oh my God, talking with the old people. Now I'm becoming an
Your
old
dream.
Person. But life was great working in.
No, I was just talking to our friend DJ. He was telling me, what do you listen to while you're working? I'm like, what do you mean? What do I listen to when I'm working? He's like, a podcast, music. I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm working in silence. He's like, silence? I'm like,
oh, wow.
I am now alone in the house for a few hours a day without my kid. I am sitting in absolute quiet.
I have something talking in my head 24/7. It's sick. It's an addiction.
Yeah. Yeah. You're nuts. Yeah. You're a talk radio person.
But no, but that's good to have the silence, but you don't even have the TV on.
No, sometimes I'm
God, I'd love to just watch you. And so does he have something on?
Oh yeah, constantly. It's usually sports talk radio or something like that.
He likes sports talk radio.
Yeah, Dorian's the same way. He listens to New York and Jersey sports talk radio every
does
day on
he?
Podcasts or whatever. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's hilarious. People calling in. I was listening, he comes downstairs, how he wakes up is he just puts on a podcast, goes through his routine. So it's he starts
Isn't
to come downstairs
interesting?
I hear. Yeah, I hear the podcast coming, and it's these New York calls are very listen.
I hear the podcast coming.
I fucking called you last week. You remember my call about the Yankees? Yeah. Again. They're so
I wonder
passionate.
What he listens
crazy.
To.
Yeah, and Premier League.
Sports talk radio is interesting. I've been listening. I've watched I've gotten really into watching the NBA, Tyler Lastamy, because I've gotten too into the gambling, but I'm really loving watching basketball. I don't know why. I love watching live sports. And
we were at the beach, and Justine was on DraftKings like a degenerate.
Doing my golf. That's just the only thing I have to live for. I got these kids, and it's
you are now clean. Like you are a sober person. So
yeah,
this
that's
is your
true.
One
it's
vice.
My one. It's my vice. It's totally
that
is.
And pounding not, candy.
And of course, drinking and probably smoking. I was just gambling along with it. I'm just cutting them down.
Yeah, exactly. It's healthy.
I'm trying to get really, I'm on a, I got to get in better shape. So I'm trying not to eat like shit anymore. I'm really trying to cut down on, I just have to eat at home. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Cause if I don't cut, if I don't get in good shape now, I'm just going to end up with a big fat ass like my grandma.
Yeah. That's how it happens. It's now or never.
I got a big fat. No, it's true though.
You got some time. All right, let's talk.
I could use a nice tummy tuck though. That would be a good fix, but I don't want to go under.
BBL. You want to talk Jersey or Summer House?
BBL looks Jersey. Really painful. All right.
Yeah, never. All right. Why? I don't know why Jersey seasons always feel so short.
They are short.
Andy Cohen
in them, he says, well, you know, would you rather have 13 short crisp episodes or would you have 16? Yeah, I'd rather take 16 filler. Yeah. There's no filler to me. But with
right,
the
no, really
Salt
isn't.
Lake City, you telling me that you guys couldn't trim down Salt Lake City? That's such a cop-out bullshit answer, Andy Cohen. Give me the truth.
My problem is that it's not equivalent. I'm going to get 18 shitty OC episodes,
yes.
but I'm going to get 12 great New Jersey. Like, that's unfair to me.
Doesn't make sense. And I'm sure they cut a lot of stuff we all would like to see.
I got to say, I think you may be right. Teresa may be on her way out. There is a
farewell this episode, huh?
There's two things that are like trip me out about Louis. One, he seems very authentic sometimes and I buy his bullshit. And maybe this is why he's a good con man. I'm sitting there like, look, he's respectfully calling, asking Joe for the hand. He's very nice to the daughters. And then on the flip side, there's like the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And then Teresa being like, I will protect my love. And if that means saying goodbye
too
to
much.
Things, I will. And when you start to remove somebody from everything in their life, that's that predatory, creepy behavior.
Yes.
And that's what I'm afraid
the love
of.
Bubble.
She's like, the bubble is a cult.
It's a way to put her word into it. Yeah.
Getting dragged in. And it did seem like before she would never say she was leaving, like even thinking about going anywhere on the show. She would never.
It seems
prison,
like
prison deaths, all of it
seems like she would be more upset to lose Louis than even Joe Giudice, who she's had kids with. She was just ready to throw him to the wolves. I guess maybe because she lost her parents at that time and she thinks she really holds against him that. And the way that he said she's starving to sit in your seat and he gets all red and crazy and walking around like he's Siegfried and Roy in that coat. The guy is a creep.
Crazy.
The girls do make a good point. There's too much smoke around him that there's nothing around. And the way that he does act when people ask him questions, he never gives a straight answer. And he kind of takes responsibility, but he also puts it on the women. I hate men that say I was with these trash, thirsty, garbage women. It's
like
a weird way to talk about people.
Hated his entire that description
and
I mean,
the stabbing. How she says how he brings up how his ex stabbed another boyfriend. It is a weird thing to say.
His whole approach to that was not. It made no sense because I think the truth is probably somewhere more towards the women than the bullshit he's spitting. But it came across as like he was just kind of like, oh, I mean, a bunch of terrible women. I was manifesting the right woman. So can I marry Teresa? It's like, wait, what? What are you talking about?
It's all real sketchy and the way that she is so desperate to keep this relationship in order is really kind of troubling. Teresa seems like she's grasping at straws. How she says she didn't watch the video, but we all know that she did watch it, how she wanted to keep it. To hear her come out and say that, it's like, what else is she just...
That's what I'm saying. Like there's... He's starting to do the key signs of someone trying to be in a controlling relationship, like separating her from the people, creating divisions, dragging her back, getting her off the show. I don't know.
And her walking up, not with the group. And every single time she'd walk up to the dumb drinking, biking thing, how she walked into the dinners, how she's separate from them. It takes she's a tough cookie to do it, but it seems she does seem isolated from the group. But the show, you know, I wouldn't want to watch without her.
No. You know what I was thinking when Marge said something at the end where I was like, oh, fuck, you know, she has a point. She said, like, I was
she
right about.
She did make a few points.
She said, I'm like right about Danielle. Ziggy. I was right about Ziggy. And I'm going to be right
Ziggy.
About Louie.
Ziggy.
Ziggy. Ziggy. When she said that, I was like, oh, fuck. You know what?
I don't think Louie's going to let himself. I don't think he's going to get caught. He's going to ride this one out. And if trauma does happen, it's going to. I don't see them breaking up. I think she would hide it all. She's really intertwined with this shit.
It's really bad.
Do you see, do you think it will come to a head ever?
I don't know, because there's a, what am I looking for? Like I don't want to say that she has the ability to be in an abusive relationship, but she kind of does, in the sense that, like, she wrote out a pretty rough relationship with Joe for a long time.
Being called to see you next Tuesday, cheating.
And it took
all that
prison and deaths to, like, wake her up to be like, I don't want to do this. So I don't see her.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And she's his meal ticket, and he is so red and intense.
Him pacing around in that weird jacket that looked like it belonged in, like, a Will Ferrell spoof movie. Like, I was like, what's going on here?
You don't have to dance for Margaret. I don't like, I don't dislike Marge. I really don't. I don't know why, but I like Teresa and I like Margaret. They don't seem like they should get along on the show. It seems like they should be feuding.
Right.
But Margaret, it did make some good points about how she called her fat and this. Well, I didn't eat the day before and you did. So that's why I said you just don't miss a meal. Like, Teresa's got to answer for everything.
Yes. There's, I guess, like, what I'm left with this season is, like, there's this, like, it felt like a blip of, like, nothing really got fully developed or fully fleshed out. And we went on a weak ass trip to Nashville and then it's just, like, over. And it's like, wait, what?
I know.
Like, right in the middle of it all. I don't know.
Like, why is it Marge, ending, like, nothing in Nashville?
Right. Not in Jersey. It's like an opulent event. She kind of blew it. Yeah, she kind of blew it in terms of just the overall, like, ending of the show fell a little flat to me. And Teresa not willing to engage with anybody kind of affected it.
Is this the end of, would this be her last episode season? I mean, it seems like it should be her at least shutting the door to where her and Louie live, but they are getting a show supposedly. So maybe Teresa thinks that's her meal ticket, but it's not. It won't. No shows do good. Even if you're Teresa, I don't want to watch you and Louie.
It's hard to do a couple show. It's really hard. You have to like both people, which, let's be real, we're in the minority of even liking Teresa. So, like, what's that? Who's going to want to, you know what I mean? Who's going to want to watch that?
I don't see Teresa being able to be on the show and be with Louie unless these women just
fall in line.
Shut up.
To do the Dolores. Like, yeah. I have to say, even though I'm not a Melissa Gorga fan, her and Joe really tried this season. They really were like team Louie. They were trying to keep their mouths shut. But that's what you have to do to exist in this universe with Teresa. And if you're not willing to do it, it's not going to work. That's where we are.
I hate on the Housewives the term, not the right place, not the right time. Shut the fuck up and let Teresa make her magic and go and talk to Margaret at lunch. Even
and
if it ruins your hot, dumb
up
chicken.
In her face. Did you see the way she was?
No,
like,
I want to talk. That
sideways
is
on the chair, like in her face. I loved it. I thought
that
it was
is
great.
Magic.
That's
you
the
can't tell me.
Time.
Yeah. And then I hate when people say this isn't the right place or the right time. It's such a Real Housewives of New York, which they can get away with it. But no, we're going to talk now. Who cares if Teresa ruins a lunch?
There is one place, like two. Okay, like two to three places where that comment is appropriate. Like a gala dinner, someone's giving a speech, you're in the middle of somebody talking.
For cancer or something.
A wedding.
Yeah.
A wedding, like it's during
maybe
the,
not even,
the vows.
Yeah. No, I'm just joking. Yeah.
And that's it. It's like a milestone.
A funeral.
Event.
That's it.
A funeral.
Yeah. Maybe, Bobby's funeral. That's the only time during the Housewives. Right. And Bethany still made it about her.
Right.
Jill said she didn't even know she was going to be on TV that day.
I saw that.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
I don't like how Jackie's husband It is not, I'm not your kiddo. If a husband is calling you kiddo, I believe it. My friend Sarah messaged me this. I believe Evan did. He has some guilty eyes, and and Jackie's hiding something in her eye. I know that Jackie's going through a lot. And now that we know everything about Jackie, it's so hard. It's heartbreaking. I get a pit in my stomach when she's talking about the creamy coleslaw and wanting to share it. And every bite of food she takes, my heart drops because going through her head.
Yes.
It's just a lot. It's heartbreaking. Is it okay to call someone kiddo? It's Mr. Big and SJP. I hate that shit. I'm not your kiddo. You're not my coach. Call me baby. Call me bitch. Call me my little whore. Don't call me kiddo.
I'm not a huge nickname person, really.
Yeah. Call me my name. Call me Krusty Justy. I mean, I don't know. I hate kiddo.
Yeah. God, do your kids call you by your first name ever?
They do. I mean, once in a great while.
Sterling's like, stir now things it's like up. Pretty consistently walking downstairs, like, there's Dorian and there's me. And then last night he like was calling for me. He's like, hey, G, come here, G. I'm like, don't call me that. What the hell?
Yeah, they'll do that to get a rise out of me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know here. Oh. I really don't.
Joe sticking the dildo down his throat.
Hilarious.
Bizarre. I mean, why do you have to bleep it out? Let's see the
that we know what it is. Hot food is very uncomfortable. I love heat, but there is a moment where you're like, I will never feel
deadly.
Right again.
It can hurt you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must say, I love Bill and Jen. Mm-hmm. Great couple.
I'm rooting for them.
I'm glad that they got the cheating rumors out because I think it was healthy at the end, I guess, maybe. And they can move on. I mean, God bless them for being able to move on from that. Did you notice Marge unbutton Bill's shirt? Did you notice that?
I did not.
It was weird. If anybody noticed that, she would be on her knees for him in a heartbeat. Mm. And last thought on this. Did you see the preview for the reunion? Teresa calling out little Joe. That's great.
Gonna be
he
good.
Says nothing. Say something, Joe. You got so much. It's not Joe Gorga, Joe Beningo or whatever his name is. Say something. You got so much to say behind closed doors, you little bitch. Speak up.
Ugh.
I don't want to see Teresa and Joe fight.
I don't either. I'm over it. I've had enough of it. Because
their parents are dead.
It's enough. You got to listen again. Joe's willing to give her props for weak ass apologies, defend her, give this freak his blessing. He's trying, you know, say what you will.
People say that Dolores isn't Teresa's friend. I feel like she toes the line truest. And always says something without, you know, causing a fight with other people. And is always sticking up for Teresa. So
always.
What is she supposed to say?
And I think she's kind of like, she keeps it kind of real, which is like, listen, this is what you got to do with Teresa. Like, it's just, this is how she is. And I know her triggers. I'm not going to do it.
She's like, I'm not going to treat people the way that you do. It sounds like Dolores has been in maybe a ton of therapy, the way that she repeats some of these statements.
Keyed phrases, maybe.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Which is good, but you know, she lives a very healthy mind.
All right, let's talk Summer House.
I love Frank.
Gotta say, I loved seeing this Lindsay Carl. I think I buy it now. Watching their little relationship develop, I thought it was pretty sweet.
It is cute.
How did you feel?
I like it. No, I do. I like them in person. I like seeing them together.
Like I bought it when they were sitting there kind of like, yes. But when they were sitting there, like looking at each other, she was like, I kind of want to dance with you or whatever. I was kind of like, oh, it was like they were seeing each other for the first time. I don't know.
It was like a little giggle.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's voice sounds different when she's talking to him.
Yes. Like a Chloe Lamar situation.
Yes. Very high pitch. And he fingered her with no kissing or anything. Doesn't get hotter than that.
I think that when you see the flashbacks of Carl, like I know we've like Carl has had his time on, I think his time on the show has come to an end in my opinion. However, when you see the flashbacks, like who he was and how dickish he was, it is pretty amazing. Like what he is now.
He was so hot as a dick.
Yeah, he really was. He looks completely.
I do not find him attractive when he's healthy.
I
don't either.
I know it's sick. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, man, that was only 3 years ago. He looks so different.
And age will do wonders for people too. But yeah, I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
He needs to stay the fuck away from Kyle. He needs to disperse from Kyle. Find his own way. What is he doing working with Kyle?
I don't know.
He needs to get away from him. Kyle and Amanda are a sinking ship, toxic psychopaths. Kyle, Kyle, you have a business. You don't have to. You act like I hate these people who you bring it on yourself. You're getting married. You don't have to. I understand you're deeper into a business. That's more stressful to get out. But it's all these brought on problems that you're having these mental breakdowns over. It's like,
yeah, I mean, it's just
don't get married.
When I realized they were both children, like was last week. Well, I've known this for a while, but last week with the parents and then this week with the FaceTime when the mom's like, listen, guys. And they're like drunk, dressed like 15-year-olds. Like, you have to engage with us in this process. We're down to the finish line.
Can you imagine? Like,
if I was saying that to my adult fucking child who's throwing a wedding at my house and I'm on the hook for it,
it's over.
No, it's done.
We're not getting married. You guys,
canceling the wedding. You can suck a dick and get married on your own time. It's not happening.
Go to Vegas. You losers. You hate each other.
And the way they're fighting about the
prenup, don't be at the house then. Work on the wedding.
Yeah. The way that they're communicating to each other about the prenup just shows you everything you need to know. Because for Amanda, it's a tit for tat about some kind of financial like money she's owed. And he's stressed trying to protect his business, but having this conversation so late and like is not able to clearly communicate why they should do this. It's just a complete disaster.
How about this, Amanda? You should never be quitting your job and think you're financially dependent upon someone. I mean, until you're legally married, until you could get that. You're screwed. Sorry.
It's just
you shouldn't quit your job.
I can't believe that the next episode is them getting married. And like we watched this shit the entire season. It was a complete disaster. And they're watching this now that they're married. It's insane. It really is wild.
I wonder if Amanda watches back and realizes how much contempt she has for him. Because the way that she's sitting at that table. And things that she says about him, like, oh, it's all about Kyle and this and that. You don't like each other. Why are you doing this?
I don't know.
It's not going to get better. This should be the easiest. I mean, I know weddings can be stressful, but the things that she says, they're not even fighting over a wedding. It's
no,
really deep.
Not. Yes. It's like foundational issues. I don't know.
They seem miserable.
They seem really miserable. And then they keep posting that they're so happy and that it's hard to watch, but you don't know the full story. It's like, I don't know.
This is the full
watching
story.
It for 5 years and it's the same shit. Like
Amanda is a wet blanket and that's her personality. And she should be with another wet blanket. Kyle is a bright little tulip. I don't know who he belongs with, but it's not her.
I don't know either.
Kyle is stressed out. He's a maniac, but I like him. I can't help it.
No, I
passed out on the horse. They're in someone's front yard. Those people are going in
hilarious.
Their house. But Carl, you got enough on your plate. You don't need to be Kyle's
dealing with
caretaker.
Your friend. I know. He's trying to be a good friend.
But enough's enough.
Yeah. I just feel like it was a weird. It was kind of a weird season because they wasted time on some things they didn't need to waste time on. And Luke, very underutilized. Luke barely was in this season at all. And I feel like he brings a little levity to the show. Looked great. Loved him building his fires. And I loved his suit.
He's too normal.
Yeah. Too normal, I guess.
With his hot little piece.
I was sick of Sierra crying about Austin for like 4 episodes. I don't know.
I like Sierra, but I'm not connected to her. I like Maya more than Maya's.
Yeah, I actually
cute little
really
thing.
Like Maya. Maya's grown I do on too. This season. She was a nice addition, I'll say, because she made actual friendships with people. She had an opinion. Yeah,
I mean,
liked
there's
her.
Nothing wrong with Sierra, but
no,
I like her and Paige as friends. They're
like
cute.
She was on like ecstasy or some type of drug at the prom party, because the way she was like reacting to Paige being in a prom dress, I'm like, she was like very, she just seemed very like out of
maybe
it.
Maybe she
like,
was drunk. Yeah,
or, like. Yeah, something. We're just like, oh my God. It was like they were getting married.
And them peeking around the corner, listening to them fight was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
And I liked Craig showing up. I do like Craig and Paige. See, now I'm back to loving Craig. I can't help it.
I know.
That was cute. Craig, I felt bad for Andre, but.
I know. Man, Andre. Really like lovesick. I haven't seen that in people in a long time.
That's such a. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, I guess it isn't, but it doesn't even seem like you were lovesick, but you were with Paige. And I mean, it's not like you were that lonely. It's right. Hard for me to believe someone that attractive, you know, in their love life. Like, oh, poor thing. Sorry. Craig and Paige were just at. I don't mean to get political because we finally stopped getting hate mail, but. They were at Paulina Gretzky's getting married to Dustin. I don't know his last name. He's a golfer loser. And Kid Rock was playing. Paulina Gretzky is Wayne Gretzky's daughter.
Okay.
And don't ask me why I know these people, but they were at their wedding. It was like a big thing. They even had like the E spin cam thing type situation. Okay. It just probably cost a gazillion dollars. And
yeah,
it's just so, it's just very, red is all I have
Kid
to say.
Kid Rock as a wedding
kid. So if you have Kid wedding. Rock at your wedding, then
guest
that's
artist?
All I have to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, because like
he's a piece of shit.
Kid Rock songs.
Well, ball with the ball. I actually okay. like a couple of Kid Rock.
No,
and
I
the,
like it, but
and
yeah,
the,
I wouldn't
no,
be able
but,
to.
But,
it's
but
just like
he's come out
it's
as such a
oh,
psycho.
I know, but it's an
that's what I mean.
Choice.
Right,
like,
right,
a
right.
Bad music choice, meaning it's a.
Oh, I don't
choice.
Think of it as the music. I think of it as his personality and his beliefs mm-hmm. is not
yeah,
someone I'd want to share my.
Oh, of
that's what
not.
I mean.
That's
why
saying.
It blew me away so much that. God, you guys must really like.
Right.
Suck
toe
off
the party
Mr.
Line,
T's. Mr. T's. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really wild.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Kid Rock has gone off the deep end. Yeah. And the new music he's put out.
It's not in my radar, thank God.
Somehow I hear about him here and there, and he's for a little bit I thought he was, you know, he tries to make jobs for Americans, this, that, and the other, but we don't have to get
America.
Into it. Yeah.
All right.
Let's see what else. I think this show needs a serious overhaul or just be done, because I don't want to watch another season of Kyle and Amanda. I'm done.
I don't either. I just also think you got to figure out what the show is, because it used to be like a true group of friends renting a summer house, not like a summer house you had to fill with like a cast. So it's like, that's where we're starting to shift away from as they continue to
that's
bring
a good
in new
point.
People. So,
and who was the friend in with Lindsay? Why isn't she on the show?
Which friend?
That she was like some friend that they flash back. God, I wonder if I'm overlapping social media. I felt like they showed some girl. They were like, oh, she's my friend.
Oh, I don't remember.
Maybe
this.
It's her Instagram.
It's all blending.
I
in
think
your
they
head.
Have something with Amanda and Lindsay in New York City and maybe some group of friends.
Yeah, I'd watch that all day. Young, youngish, like a younger Housewives kind of thing, but single. No kids. Yeah, I'd watch that.
What happens at the wedding next week when they say this is the worst thing that could possibly ever happen?
No officiant or something? I don't know. Or is he standing there? We'll
see. And I just don't want to hear about people, their biggest problem is flowers. So go buy a couple bouquets of flowers and put them up in the backyard. It's not the end of the world. You can buy flowers. You can go to a florist and buy 20 flowers worth or 20 bouquets for blow a couple grand at a flower shop and just put them up. It's not going to be the best. And it's a lot of effort, but.
Right. There's a workaround for sure.
Weddings are a nightmare.
A nightmare. Just blowing money.
Unless, as I say, unless I'm Paulina Gretzky and some PGA golfer who can have a wedding like that, you know, it just seems like a nightmare.
Yeah. Look at them stressed to the very end.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, man. All right, guys. Guess what? We'll be back.
See you later.
A lot of fun stuff. Beverly Hills coming. We've seen episode one. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Best TV. Wins an Emmy.
All right. We'll be back, guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.